Talented, articulate leaders drive real progress in any industry. In the insurance world, the voices of these leaders resonate through tens of thousands of organizations. Applied Systems is pleased to bring you these voices in our leadership series, a collection of podcasts that feature insurance leaders telling their own stories and lending their perspectives on timely issues. Listen to insurance leaders talk of tackling business challenges head-on, discussing issues such as communication between agents and brokers and their carriers, improving customer service, enhancing efficiency and profitability, and more. We hope you'll find our guests intriguing and informative. Your host for the Leadership Series is Peter Van Artrijk Jr., Managing Director of the Van Artrijk Group. For 20 years, Peter has helped independent agents and brokers turn marketing and communications challenges into business advantages.
I'm Peter Van Artrijk, your host of the Leadership Series with Applied Systems. We're talking with Bob Slocum, who's Chair of ACT, Agents Council for Technology, which is a group within the Independent Insurance Agents and Brokers of America that consists of vendors and agents and carriers and others who are dedicated to improving the competitive position of the independent agency through technology advancement and advocacy and things like that. So, Bob, thanks for being with us, and tell us a little bit about your agency.
Thanks, Pete. Well, the Slocum Agency was founded in 1949 by my father, and he's since retired. And my brother Phil and I are the owners, and we're about 70% personal lines and 30% commercial, and about $5 million.
This series is about leaders like yourself. What drives you to take so many airplane flights? There's got to be something going on here that you're doing so much work on behalf of the independent agents out there.
Well, you know, I believe in what I'm doing, and that sort of is the base point. Everything else kind of revolves around that. Early in my career, you know, something happened in the automation field. In the late 1970s, when I first began to deal with automation, I was told by most of the gurus that I couldn't do what I was going to do, and I absolutely didn't believe them. And one thing, if you really want to get me going, is tell me I can't do something. And so I got very heavily involved in the entire automation thing, and in fact, I did what they told me I couldn't do, and which today, by the way, is very common. Everyone does what they told me I couldn't do back then. So that sort of started that whole ball rolling with the technology, and I've stayed involved with it throughout the years. But as far as, you know, why do I stay involved? I love it. That's really what it's all about. I think that, you know, right now the independent agency system is poised to make a major breakthrough, and that's what we need. The technology is here. You know, back in the late 1970s, I did some things on my own to kind of patchwork my way through until I thought in the early 80s we'd have what was then referred to as SMPSE. You know, we were going to enter things once and we weren't going to have to retype data. And that, of course, never materialized. And there are people out there who really still don't believe it's going to materialize. But now we've got this thing that we refer to as real time, where we can leverage the data that we've got in our systems, and we don't have to rekey data, and we can very quickly and efficiently get what we need when we need it to provide the level of service and information that our customers require. You know, we live in an instant gratification world. You know, when I started in the 1970s, if something took several days, that was fine. Nobody cared. Now, if it takes more than a couple of minutes, everybody's hysterical. You know, we need to rise to the occasion, and we're here. You know, the technology is here. There's no technological reason we can't do what needs to be done. And in fact, there's a group of agents in this country who are doing it and doing it very efficiently. So I get to hang with those guys and learn from them. We got some great leaders, and I'm really, really privileged to be able to spend time with these people.
Well, and the biggest thing you're working on right now is through ACT is the real-time campaign. Tell us a little bit about what the campaign is and how the average independent agent can benefit from it.
The intent of the real-time campaign is to double the number of real-time transactions that occur during the next 1 year period. What we need to do as an industry is we need to drive the implementation of what's called real time. In the case of TAM, as an example, if a client calls the office, instead of doing whatever the agent did in the past, some of the older folks would pick up the phone and call the billing department to find out what they owed, and others would go to the website and take the time to log in and get that information and then get back to the customer, either keeping them on hold or doing it in a two-step process. Now, all they have to do is click on the real time logo, which in the TAM case is the butterfly, and within a matter of seconds, they have the answer for the customer. So we have this really highly efficient communication method already built into our systems, and most of the agents out there have it, and they're not using it. Our goal is to, in a very broad way, it's a communications goal to get people to take action, both the agents and the companies, and the vendors as well. We need support from the vendors, because the vendors need to help people understand, how do I turn this thing on? Because it doesn't take long. It's not more than a 15-minute process, and then what do I do with it once I have it? And how's it going to benefit my organization? And the answer is, it's going to save a lot of time. And time is money. As any independent agent knows, anyone who owns an agency knows, we're squeezed more and more every year to do more with less. So we need to find ways to free up more time so that our highly skilled professional people can really be better advisors to the client and less task and process oriented. So the more we can automate those tasks and processes, the more time we have to do a good job for the customer.
Average agency owner listening to this podcast, walking around their office, seeing their staff working, the CSRs are very busy. But the question is, I guess, for what you're saying is that the agency owners need to get a little bit more involved in saying exactly what is busy. Because with real time, busy can be a lot more efficient. And if you, like you said, if you have the applied systems agency manager or vision, it's just a very quick implementation. It just takes a couple of minutes and then they're up and running on this thing we call real time.
That's right. Exactly. But it does take the leadership at the top. You know, they have to be committed to it in order to help the people understand what it is, why it's beneficial, and what it's actually going to do for them. From a management perspective, and maybe it's the agency principal, maybe it's not, but whoever that leader is, somebody needs to take this ball and run with it, need to understand what we're talking about here. Ultimately, taken to the level that it is going to at this point, it'll bring us to the place where we've all envisioned, those of us who have been in the business for a while, that we'll get that single entry, multiple company interface type situation. Except now it's even better because instead of the old days where we thought about a batch process overnight, an awful lot of it is done immediately.
When you really break it down, it's really no different what we're talking about here with real time than many of the other consumer experiences that we're used to. Why do we have to do things the way we've always done them in insurance too when we have this real time capability? For most of the listeners of this, they already have a management system. It's just really turning it on.
That's right, exactly. And it is a matter of us catching up as an industry to the rest of the world. Also, you know, the benefit in the agency is just tremendous from standardizing the workflow. Right now, as I said, you know, you may have a person who's been there for a number of years who prefers they're most comfortable using the phone. So they pick up the phone to check on that billing status. You've got another one who is used to using the website, so the natural inclination is go log on to the website and get the information. But each website is different. There are no two exactly the same. So the process is different each time. What we do with real time is because it's a workflow process. Now we do it the same every time, and it doesn't matter what company it is. It doesn't matter what CSR is handling that transaction. It's done the same every time. Tremendous benefit from the agency perspective in terms of training, E&O control, you know, to be able to know everyone's on the same page. You know, standardizing that workflow is critical. By the way, in 99.9% of the cases, it doesn't cost you a penny more than you're already spending on your agency management system, because I'm sure most owners that are listening to this are wondering, what's this going to cost me? And the answer is nothing. You've already made the investment, okay? You have a management system, and you've stayed current with your management system. This is one more way you can take advantage of it.
On behalf of the 40,000 independent agents out there that will benefit ultimately from real time and your initiative, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Pete.